Pretty good start to the season here. We're talking some hoops, talking some future plans here. We've got a couple of things we need to pass on here. We spoke this morning with Coach Hurley on the girls' side. Hadn't heard this news and just got this one from Coach Dabney. It's not huge news, but it is news for tonight. Knox County has six on the team girls-wise, and two of them are six, so there is not a girls' game tonight at Milan High School, right, Coach?
Yeah. Yep. Just boys.
Does that move your time to 6 or boys playing at 7:30?
No, we're going to play JV boys at 6. I think the girls are going to do some like contests or something like that because we kind of had a winter kickoff here at home tonight. So the girls are going to do like some, I think, three-point shootouts and stuff like that. And then our JV boys will play and then our varsity boys.
Since we talked last, you know, when we talked last week, you were coming off a disappointing loss to Schuyler County. You said, you know, for whatever reason, we just didn't have it. The ball didn't go in the hoop. You had a really solid victory against a good North Shelby team Saturday. You came back and you really played well at Brookfield on Tuesday. So, you know, the boys really responded to adversity from that Schuyler performance.
Yeah. And, you know, early on in the season, you know, everyone's kind of rough around the edges, but if a team shoots really well like Schuyler did and a team shoots really poorly like we did, then that makes for a bad outcome. But we came back, regrouped, and changed a few things around, and I think that it helped us for Saturday against North Shelby. I thought we played pretty well in that game, and then I felt like we played really well Tuesday night against Brookfield. So we're starting to kind of get together a little bit. It always takes a while at the beginning of the season for guys to kind of gel together and for me to find some good rotations and stuff, and I think that we're kind of getting on the same page here.
You always kind of look for firsts for a season and just see how the guys respond. You know, you beat Novinger by 17. You beat Scotland County by 7. Is it? I'm trying to do the math. 27. You lost to Schuyler County. It wasn't very close in the fourth quarter, but North Shelby was. That was a one-point win. Were you pleased with the way that the guys responded to some pressure situations?
Yeah, we had to take care of the basketball at the end of the game. We had to execute, and we had to knock some free throws down. And then we had to defend for a possession because they still had the opportunity to get a shot off, and I don't think they even got a shot off there in the last 16 seconds. So it was some good end-of-game situations. You know, you try to practice stuff like that, but it's really hard to make it game-like at practice, and, you know, there's no repercussions for it. So I'm glad that we're in games like that. I think that helps you down the road to kind of know what you need to do and not panic at the end of a game, because we came out and we're pretty comfortable to start the game, and then they came back and kept knocking down shots, and then before you know it, they had a lead, and we had to kind of take it back from them. So there was a lot of things that happened in that game that we can learn from, and hopefully the kids have, and we're just moving on to the next one.
Yeah, was Brookfield Tuesday, Coach, 68-42 victory on their floor. Was that the best that the boys have played this season?
I think so. We were able to change our defenses up, and that was something that we had really kind of concentrated on in the days previous to that game, because we get sometimes one-dimensional. You know, we're trying to learn primary defense, you know, and not that you don't practice a lot of other things, but as far as being able to execute and take it over into a game-like situation, I felt like our kids did a pretty good job of that. And we had some kids step up and a pretty balanced scoring night for us. And I just thought that everybody that came in stepped in and did something good, and those nights are good for everybody.
Yeah, we talked about this last week. Certainly, I think it's going to be one of the strengths of your team is that you have quickness on the defensive end. You can get into passing lanes and really kind of bother people in their dribbling. But, yeah, and I wouldn't say that giving up 57 to Schuyler County, you know, that's not – I don't think that's, you know, bad defensively. But in the four other games that you won, you've given up anywhere from 35 to 49 points, and you'll be satisfied with that. That's really good defense as far as not giving up a whole lot on the offensive end of the other team.
Right, and, you know, we try to kind of push the tempo a little bit, which means for more possessions. So I kind of always make our goal about 12 a quarter, so that puts you at about 48. And I figure if you can keep the opponents down to 48, you're going to stand a chance of being in the game if your offense is flowing pretty well. So that's kind of our goal. You know, sometimes we hit it, and then unfortunately sometimes you don't. But for the most part, that's kind of a goal, and it's easy to see on the scoreboard, you know. So you know those quarters where you're only giving up 10. Hey, we're playing pretty good defense right now. Maybe we need to make some adjustments at the offensive end. And then that gives kids not too much to think about throughout the course of the game, especially like at halftime when we go in. They kind of know where the adjustments are going to be made.
I think it came a little bit because obviously they have some confidence in the program from going to Springfield in the Show Me Showdown last year, but Putnam County made a big statement last week with the way that they, you know, I wouldn't say they rumbled and rolled, but they won the thing. So, you know, you're going to see them later. They're obviously your big rival, but it was a good week for Putnam County last week.
Yeah, they're extremely athletic all over the floor. Their defense is pretty stifling. It's tough to have any open areas on the court, and they play that zone so well. They're very disciplined, and you know, when they attack and take passes away, they kind of beat you into some lazy passes, and then they're so athletic that they can cover so much ground that it's tough to get an opening anywhere against them, and they obviously can run the floor. They've got arguably three or four of the fastest kids in the conference all on the floor together, and then you put a really dynamic score like the Ream kid out there, and they are just, they're a load. They're going to turn some heads, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you know, when you make it to Springfield, I know they got hit pretty good by graduation, lost a fair amount of seniors, mm-hmm. but when your program gets to that level, man, it can just send things to the stratosphere just as far as confidence level and wanting to get that thing back there.
Yeah, and I think that the other thing that it does is it builds an excitement with kids. You know, I'm sure that they're going through the same thing that we went through a couple years ago, and that you have a lot of kids then that all of a sudden want to be basketball players. So I'm sure they have the same, and numbers helps you. You know, the more competition that you can have at practice, the better off that you're going to be down the road. So I'm sure they're benefiting from that. And I think when I heard from someone at Putnam, I think they had 30-some kids out for basketball. So obviously it's rolling over for them, and that's good for them. Our job is to now try to knock them down.
Well, and since, you know, I didn't want to spend the whole time talking midget basketball on Milan. That goes against beliefs over there. But I will circle this one on my calendar because I'm looking at your schedule. You got Putnam County at your place on the first Friday of 2023. That'll be here before you know it, too, quite honestly, the way the season flies by.
Right. You blink and all of a sudden you're already through the Christmas holidays. So, yeah, it comes up pretty quick.
What Knox County tonight? Yeah, they've had some really good teams. I remember going over there. We talked about this, you know, 6, 7, 8 years ago, where they had a thing called Havoc, and they just ran people right out of the gym. I don't think mm-hmm. they have the same sort of team this year. What did the Eagles have coming to your place tonight?
They've got a really good kid inside, big, tall kid who can use his body real well and can finish around the rim. It's going to be tough for us. Anytime somebody puts a true back-to-the-bucket post player in there, that poses problems for us just because of our size disadvantage. But they've got a couple guards that they have gotten back from the last couple years they've missed because of knee injuries and such. So those kids are back. I don't know if they have their basketball legs underneath them, so to speak, so far. But they also have a guard. And I'm horrible with names. I just know numbers, and his number's 11. Mm-hmm. He does a pretty good job of getting to the rim and finding open spaces. So we're going to have our work cut out for us because they will be able to handle the ball better than they have the last couple years around the perimeter. So it's going to be a little bit more difficult for us to force turnovers. But with that size inside, that's what we're going to have to do, is we're going to have to be sure that we don't let the ball get to that that paint area, and we definitely don't want it to be a half-court game. We want it to be an up-and-down game so we can try to run some of those kids.
And I'm looking at your schedule here. Yeah, you got GRC starts next week at Polo at Maysville. Yeah, we just added to KTTN your trip to Atlanta on the 20th. You got Chillicothe at Holiday Hoop, certainly a bigger school, tough matchup there on the 29th. Then you have home games, Princeton on the 3rd and the Putnam County game that we mentioned on January 6th. Yeah. I mean, I know you're probably looking at the same way I am, Coach. I could see Milan winning all of those games. I could see Milan struggling in all those games. You know, those are all good matchups where you go, you're going to be tested, but you're playing well. That's just a really intriguing 6 or 7-game stretch where I'd have no idea what's going to happen over the next 3.5 weeks.
It is, and my assistant, Coach Duffy, and I were talking the other day about how we need to keep things, you know, sharp and quick at practice because we have so much coming up here in the next few weeks, and they are big games that really are going to be really tough games for us. You know, I feel like obviously Gallatin probably is, you know, the top of the conference, but the rest of us, I kind of feel, are kind of all in the mix there, and a lot of similarities between those teams. And, you know, a good shooting night or a poor shooting night, a good, you know, a kid comes in off the bench and has a great game for you or something could be the difference maker in some of those games. So we're going to try to do everything that we can in the next couple weeks here to try to make some noise in that conference to kind of make that race a little tighter when we get back in January. But we definitely are going to have our work cut out for us because those are teams that, you know, we've kind of struggled with in the last couple years.
Yeah, you have to, like, just as far as the conference goes, and obviously, you know, you have to come out, you got to play well next week, because if you go, you know, 0-1 at Polo, it puts you behind the 8-ball, and then, you know, the mm-hmm. game at Maysville becomes huge. But you kind of have to like the fact that with Gallatin being the preseason favorite, you get them very late in the conference season.
It is, but we really can't look too far ahead, you know, at situations like that, because last year Maysville came to our place and beat us, and I know Maysville's got a good basketball team. You know, they've got a great mix of size and speed and some kids that really are pretty good basketball players. So we're going to have our work cut out for us, and it's two long trips, and you can never take that out of the equation either. They're back to back, you know, in the same week. Polo and Maysville is a lot of miles on a bus. So kids are, we kind of a fine line. You want to get plenty of stuff done at practice, but you also want to make sure that your kids are rested and focused and ready to do what they need to do each night.
It's going to be a fun race just for the fact, too. You know, I saw Trenton the other night. They went to kind of a pressing defense against Marceline, looked really good. You know, so obviously Trenton's going to be much improved.
Right.
There's just not that one team that you look at this year and say, that'll be a W. Everybody seems like they're either come back to the pack a little bit or everybody's better.
I think everyone is better. You know, because we've had some years when we had some good teams where I felt like there were some teams that were kind of struggling at that point, you know, and, you know, you kind of breeze through some conference games. And I don't really feel like there's any games that are like that. You know, I feel like everybody has just gotten significantly better. There's a lot of good athletes right now, and it's just kind of a tight race, and we hope to be in the mix in that tight race, you know, because like you said earlier, we could quite easily, you know, come out on top of a lot of those games, but we could also have a game like the Schuyler game and come out way, way on the bottom of that. So our job is just to try to get kids ready and put them in a position so they can maybe be there in the fourth quarter.
Coach, appreciate the time as always. Good luck tonight against Knox County. We'll see you down the road.
Okay, thanks a lot, Tom.